Zimbabwe is taking all precautions to ensure that, you know, we do not end up with visitors who have coronavirus, you know, the end coronavirus. You know, we have made sure that all our borders are properly manned, you know, with health personnel, environmental health officers, doctors, you know, making sure that, you know, we check each and every visitor who comes into Zimbabwe, and making sure that, you know, for all those patients, or rather visitors, you know, who come to Zimbabwe, if they are checked for the fever and they are found to have a fever, they would have to be isolated and quarantined, right? Number two, we are making sure that all visitors on boarding their flight, we are aware of their places of origin, right? We are targeting all those who are coming from the epicenter, which is generally China, and also the other countries around, like Thailand, you know, Singapore, you know, all the major Asian countries. We are making sure that on disembarking, you know, the providers with their addresses, so that we can be able to follow them up if they don't have any temperature on initial screening. You know, so we follow them up over a period of 21 days just to make sure that they haven't come up with a fever or any other symptom. And the other thing is the preparedness is that we have managed to put thermal screening units, temperature control, temperature monitoring units at all our airports. And we've also got some handheld, you know, thermometers, you know, at our ground ports of entry. And this has been very helpful because we can be able to check on each and every person who is entering Zimbabwe from all our surrounding countries at the ground and from abroad, those who are coming by air. So that is a preparedness on arrival. And then if we assume that there's a candidate who has been picked up and having symptoms of the novel coronavirus 2019, we also have facilities, starting with the airport itself. We have facilities to quarantine them. We have our teams who are being trained to examine the patients at the border, and they are found to be candidates of suspicion. We also have the opportunity to take them to our isolation units. We have isolation centers which are established, you know, in the cities where we have international airports, and we're also finalizing creating the quarantine units at the ground ports of entry. You know, so we are very prepared in that respect. Further preparedness, you know, we've had our teams meeting, you know, our disaster preparedness team, emergency preparedness teams, you know, they've met and strategized. So we've done some trial runs. As a matter of fact, we had a trial run done before the virus was even announced as a routine. You know, we do just a trial run to see that everyone is ready if there was a disaster. So we've been doing that and just preparing. So we are very happy that our staff are mobilized, our teams are mobilized, you know, for the emergency preparedness. Another aspect that we have looked at is that of the medication. In case, you know, we have a candidate coming through and they would need to be isolated and treated. You know, we have learned, you know, from the experiences coming out of the scientists, medical scientists in China, where they are using certain brands of ARVs, which have been found to be effective. You know, so we've got those ARVs in place. You know, so we also learned of the case Côte d'Ivoire, you know, where they also use ARV, and in China itself, you notice that they're also using ARVs with some level of success. So we have those ARVs, the specific ones. We've got them in stock, and we have distributed them to all our provincial centers, you know, so that, you know, if from any one port of entry, you know, we identify a candidate, you know, they can immediately be looked after, you know, and be supported, you know. So this is the situation in terms of preparedness. We have our laboratories. They are working on being able to test for coronavirus within Zimbabwe. You know, so instead of having to send samples to South Africa and so forth, you know, we would like to be able to test the serology here in Zimbabwe, confirm whether negative or positive. So a lot of work has been done, and I've gone down with my deputy and the head of our emergency preparedness. We've gone around the country. Today we are in Victoria Falls, you know, where we saw their facility at the airport. It's an international standard facility of isolation and quarantine at the airport itself. You know, and at their hospital, they also have quite a lot of support staff, you know, who are working there. And at the same time, they put up two isolation rooms, you know, at the hospital. And there's an ambulance, you know, which will ferry the patients. They've done some dummy runs, you know, and it was quite successful. And I also went to the Victoria Falls ground port entry, you know, which connects Zambia and Zimbabwe by the Victoria Falls Bridge. You know, there we also noticed that we could improve here and there, you know, in terms of this area for screening. But we've got the screening equipment. It's just that we need to give them a room, a nice a separate room for the screening, and then a separate unit, you know, for the isolation or quarantine. So we've done quite a bit here.
So at every port of entry, you are establishing an isolation unit?
Yes, all the airports, you know, we are establishing that. And we also want to make sure that on the ground entry ports, you know, we have some units, you know, containers, you know, containerized units, which we can use for that purpose.
Some countries are actually suspending flights to China. Is this something that the government is considering?
Yes. You know, we've said, you know, the people should not unnecessarily go to China. And we've sat down with the Chinese embassy here in Harare. They've actually put a restriction on people flying from China directly to Zimbabwe. You know, they've put that restriction, the embassy itself, not us, you know, which is to our benefit, really, you know, because if we have people coming directly from China, the burden will be higher for us, you know, we have a higher burden of trying to locate these people, you know, screening of these people, and the chances of the virus coming in would be increased. You know, so we are very happy with the decision which was taken by the Chinese embassy. You know, just like we've seen other countries, they've suspended flights, you know, from China to their countries. So I think it is very relevant.
By yesterday, the government was saying it was monitoring about 129 people. Is it still the same number?
No, the number has gone up. The numbers go up every day, and they go up every day not just because of people coming from China. There are also Zimbabweans who have traveled, you know, to those parts of Asia, you know, which we have noted as having cases of 2019 of health coronavirus. You know, so the numbers would go up on a daily basis. You know, like for instance, by yesterday, the numbers were on 221 cases who are being monitored. People who have come from those centers. You know, the ones who, you know, come from those centers, even though their temperatures are normal, you know, whom we are having to follow up. It doesn't mean that, you know, if you are coming from there and you are still, you still have no symptoms, it doesn't mean that you will be quarantined, no. So we follow them up. You know, the cases here in Victoria Falls, you know, 82 of them, they are being followed up. And another interesting scenario is that there's a flight which came from Beijing en route to Botswana, to Gaborone, and then it stopped in Victoria Falls, and they dropped three people in Victoria Falls. You know, so these people, and then when the flight eventually reached Botswana, there's a candidate, a traveler who was picked up as a suspect, not confirmed as a suspect, because of a fever and so on, and so they had to detain that traveler in Botswana. So we have gone to the passenger manifest, and we now know exactly who these other three travelers are, you know, and we are following them up on a daily basis just to make sure that, you know, they did not pick up or they don't have coronavirus, you know, novel coronavirus. So that's how careful we have been, you know, and in line with the travels, we are monitoring all those travels. People who might have come through Addis Ababa from China, they would be screened, you know, in Addis, or if they are going through Kenya, they would also be screened in Nairobi before they proceed to Zimbabwe. So by the time they come here, our systems are also ready. I'm also quite happy that some of our corporate companies, organizations are coming in to assist and shipping in. For instance, Mimosa has come forward and they have ensured that all our border posts will get this screening, thermal screening equipment. So each and every border post will have a thermal screening equipment.
And lastly, Dr. Moyo, there are many Zimbabweans in China. Have they been in touch with the Minister of Foreign Affairs or the Minister of Health?
That is being done by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, you know, with the report which came 2 days ago from the Zimbabwe Embassy in China. The ambassador clearly pointed out that they were working together with all the Zimbabweans. They are in touch with all the Zimbabwean students or Zimbabweans living in China, you know, so they know exactly what's happening. And they've also asked them to take the necessary precautions as are being spelled out by the Chinese government. You know, so that aspect is being taken care of by our embassy in China. You know, and they're doing a good job, you know, because they go to the database and constantly in touch, you know, with the students. I've also seen videos of students, you know, reporting that they were looking after themselves well, and we pray that they remain with no 2019 novel coronavirus.